it's me, it's JD13 جود من هروج المصارعة، واليوم في حلقة خاصة وراح تكون بالإنجليزي مع شخص مو الكثير يعرفه في الوطن العربي ممكن، لكن يعتبر الأقدم والأول عربي خلف بودكاست أجنبي. معي سيرجيو جوردن لي أو الهوست لبودكاست ديسباتش. How are you?
I'm good.
How do you feel today?
Well, what about you guys? I mean, you guys have came all the way from Saudi. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you guys see Dubai so far?
Well, it's been amazing so far. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Long day. So we're not fasting anymore.
Oh, I mean, you guys are traveling, so I mean, you guys have a reason to do that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sometimes we do, but but there's always, you know, a loophole. So
yeah,
that's one.
Yeah.
So to start this off, this is a special episode. This is in English. This is new to our fans, to our supporters, listeners, followers. Call it what you want.
Yeah.
Tell us about you. Tell us about who's Sergio Jordan.
All right. First of all, I want to say hi and hello to everyone in Saudi or anyone in the Arab world. You guys have been great. I mean, even with me when I started, like let's say 3 years ago, the whole idea of Dispatch, it started when I was talking to some people as I was doing some wrestling stuff. And I've been working for social media for such a long time. So I was a host of a talk show called the Word UAE, in which I work with Flash Entertainment in Abu Dhabi. So they bring like celebrities, like singers or actors, or whenever they have an event, and my job is to do an interview with them, and they would post that video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I had like a contract with them to do that for a while. And I was talking about doing a podcast, not only with them, but with people who are working in radio. And they were telling me, you know what, you know about wrestling, why don't you do like, you know, like a pilot, so we can pitch it to the, you know, to the higher ups, mm-hmm. so they can know, and we can do wrestling on the radio, because it didn't happen in the UAE. And I don't know about the Arab world, but I think in the UAE, it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the first idea was to do just a pilot, and I did the pilot, and they listened to it. They said, you know, it's new, it's cool, but then the idea got axed. And I did like about 5 episodes, and when I did the 5 episodes, I saw like there are people listening to me, and I didn't care like what the number is. I mean, the main thing is people, they're tuning in and they're sending me questions and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, you know.
That's nice.
So when that happened, they axed the idea because the radio station got closed out. And I was like, you know what, let me continue and do my podcast.
All right.
So I was having guests on my show. I was talking about different topics, but I saw the reception for wrestling was bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what, let me just focus on wrestling. And I love wrestling, so I was like, this is fantastic to me.
Yeah.
So I talk about Raw, SmackDown, sometimes NXT, Lucha Underground, New Japan, and I talk about different news, you know, throughout the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing, of course, for now is Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
And when people send questions for me, I just answer them, for, you know. And I love it when they send questions like the audio questions or stuff like that, because it shows the passion, and especially when they are angry. I think that's very entertaining, you know, to see.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. So I'm going to go a bit off right here.
Go ahead.
So do you think the current wrestling generation?
Yeah.
All right. It's a lot better knowing that both of us, me and you, and Sultan here over here too, go way back to the prime of wrestling. So, do you think the current generation are enjoying wrestling, or are they missing out on what we saw or what we went through during the Attitude Era or the New Generation Era?
I think the main thing is adaptation. What we should do, I mean, the wrestling before, it's totally different than what it is right now. I mean, before when we saw a match like, let's say, Tiger Mask against Dynamite Kid, I mean, that match was, you know, it was like a revolution when that match happened in Japan. But when you see that match now, you know, when you see it in the eye of the modern day wrestling, you don't see it as impressive as before, because everything is changing now. I mean, one of the most awesome matches that I saw in the last couple of months, it was between Ricochet and Will Ospreay in New Japan. And that was a big buzz about it, you know. People like Vader, Jim Cornette, they said that is not wrestling. They're bastardizing. I totally botched that thing, that word.
Oh, botch everything.
So. Yeah. So they are ruining the wrestling business or the wrestling scene. But I don't see it that way. I see it, you know, we should see different stuff. We should see different styles, you know. Now we have the Cruiserweights and 205 Live on WWE. And things are changing. I mean, even we saw the women's revolution happening, you know, with WWE. There's a different image for them. We saw the first Hell in the Cell match. Money in the Bank match is going to happen, you know, this Monday, our time. So things are changing. I mean, look, they are missing out on the Attitude Era. That was an awesome time for us to watch wrestling. That was the prime. But sometimes, right now, if you go back and watch Raw and WCW, some of the episodes was bad, you know, but we didn't think of it that way before. We thought everything is awesome, but when you see it now, you go like, you know what, that was a bad episode. Why did I like it? So things are changing. I think change is good, and we should always allow change come to wrestling, because we have to see something new, and we see something new every week these days. So true. I think it's good.
So when you say wrestling is changing, it's almost as similar to the times where Mick Foley came into the picture and he was starting to change the concept of wrestling. So is it on the same balance to the current kind of change, or is it different a little bit?
I think when Mick Foley came in, you know, Mick Foley wanted to get I don't want to say attention, but he wanted to stand out. So one of the things that he used to do is take bumps and take, you know, heavy bumps. We always remember the bump he took with The Undertaker at the top of the cell, you know, when he fell down. And he changed things, you know. Mick Foley changed stuff for us, and I think that change came for us until now. Now we see guys like Kevin Owens, you know, who doesn't have the perfect physique, but he's fantastic. You have Samoa Joe, you know, and you have many different people who are great in wrestling, and Mick Foley was the start for that. I think the change with Mick Foley and the change for now, I think there are reasons happening for that, and one of the big reasons was Mick Foley.
All right. So I know that you probably lean more to Jim Cornette.
We
mentioned that. But do you agree with what Jim Cornette said before, that Mick Foley is a glorified stuntman?
No, at all. I don't agree with him. And even though I totally love Jim Cornette, I mean, this guy, he's entertaining. When he talks sense, and that's very important. I don't think Mick Foley is a glorified stuntman. I think he did a lot for the wrestling business, and, you know, he should be appreciated.
Yeah.
And I totally don't agree with him on that.
Okay. So let's go back on track. Let's talk about Sergio and the first time you saw wrestling, or the first time you saw a wrestling match on TV. When was that? What year?
I mean, many people remember their first match. They say like, oh, I watched that match and I loved wrestling from there. For me, I totally don't remember what was my first match.
So it was more vivid or vague?
Yeah, I mean, I remember it being like in the old days. Look, in my days, you know, when wrestling was booming, I mean, many stuff was happening. I mean, there was The Rock, there was, you know, The Nation of Domination, there was Stone Cold Steve Austin in those days. And, of course, we knew about Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan is before my time.
Yeah.
So we knew about how big Hulk Hogan was, and Hulk Hogan was a big force for people to love wrestling. But I totally don't remember what was the first match. But I remember it was the Attitude Era, and I remember Agent Christian with Gangrel. Maybe I botched his name.
Yeah. Gangrel.
when they used to come down and there was fire around them.
Yeah.
The Brood.
Those things I remember, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
So give us an estimated kind of age or time.
I think it was between it was close to like late 90s to early 2000s.
Okay.
That's where, you know, I was like 8 at that time.
So at exactly the prime.
Yeah, that was the time that I loved wrestling.
That's awesome. All right. So when it goes back to that time, who's your favorite wrestler during that time?
Do you mean like a single competitor, or do you mean like only the one and only?
Overall. I know when we were kids, when we were young, we had this one and only wrestler to look at.
Yes.
But well, once you start to grow up, you start to think more, you start to imagine more, so you have different wrestlers to look at.
Yes.
But going back to being young again, you probably had one wrestler that you focused on, with more wrestlers just branching down.
Yeah.
So who's that top wrestler?
For me, it was Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Really?
Rock? I mean, he was my hero. He was the guy. I mean, I used to do his moves on my younger brother, you know, as long as I remember it.
Yeah.
But, you know, wrestling in the UAE, it was totally different. We used to get the VHS tapes, and these tapes, it used to be only WWF.
Ah.
So we didn't have WCW before. So when you grow up and you watch things, you know, oh, there was WCW, there was the NWO, there was people like Ric Flair. I mean, if you're going to ask me who's my favorite of all time, it's Ric Flair.
Woo.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So this guy, I totally love him, but I didn't see him when I loved wrestling. I saw him after. Then I used to go back and see his stuff. I go like, ah, this guy is amazing. So that's, I don't know, did they answer your question?
Yeah, almost, almost.
Right.
But I'm gonna tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if Dwayne Johnson was your favorite wrestler, which period was the best, or which character of Dwayne Johnson was the best?
I mean, I loved Dwayne Johnson when SmackDown came on. You know, when they saw the SmackDown.
So early to 1999.
Yeah, so about that time, that was like my favorite time, you know, laying the smack down on people and with his catchphrases, you know. And this guy,
he was on fire.
He was a baby face, and he was burying everyone else.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, his, like, you should work with other people. Like, you know, Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, they used to say, oh, you're the best. Like, you it's like you try to elevate both of them to make a great match for pay-per-views. This guy was burying everyone. And I was like, this, you know, The Rock is amazing. And for me, I mean, he was my hero.
No one could be on his level at that time, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's your...
unless there's Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is another case.
Yes.
All right, then. Who's your favorite wrestler at the current time?
Okay, I can't pick and choose. I mean, I can tell you in each company.
I know you look at it differently now.
Yeah, I mean, for now.
All right, from each company. Give me two from each company.
Do you mean like current?
Yeah.
Current wrestlers.
Current wrestlers.
I can tell you one from each company.
All right,
okay.
One.
All right, WWE is AJ Styles.
Okay.
Okay. New Japan Pro Wrestling is Hiroshi Tanahashi. He's, you know, I love this guy.
He's a legend.
Yeah. And Ring of Honor, I can easily say these days, is Cody.
Cody.
I mean, Cody's doing fantastic.
Hey, American Nightmare.
Yeah, the American Nightmare. Yes. And do you guys know why he called himself American Nightmare?
It's because of Dusty, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like the opposite of his dad.
The anti-hero of his dad.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Cody, which other companies you want to ask?
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling.
Mahabalishira.
I have no idea what Impact is. What are you guys talking about?
Oh, my God.
This company's ruining wrestling.
Yeah.
No, but I like EC3.
EC3
is great.
Okay.
And Impact.
All right. Awesome. So let's...
Lucha Underground.
Lucha.
Prince Puma.
Prince Puma. Good choice. Good choice. What about Prince Puma?
Ricochet.
Yeah. What do you think of Pentagon Jr.?
I think he's great. I think it's a shame that he's leaving Lucha Underground. And I mean, he left AAA and Lucha Underground now. And I think he can be a good addition to NXT.
Yes.
I think he can be good. I mean, hopefully it happens.
I can totally agree with that. Especially that he switched to this kind of dark character, which is the Pentagon Dark Jr.
Yeah.
And I think he could be the perfect fit in WWE, especially that WWE lacks that kind of characteristic kind of thing going on.
And also, now his name is something awful.
Really?
It's Pentagon Zero M.
Oh my God.
Which is...
He's going totally MVP.
He should drop that. Zero M.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's go back a little bit to the podcast.
Yes.
Give us the idea behind the name. Why Dispatch?
Dispatch. The reason I chose the name is actually the sound of dispatch.
Mm.
know, they hear that sound.
Yeah, the tonality. Yeah. Of it. Yeah.
So the sound of that is basically when I used, like when I was a kid, that sound used to come on TV,
mm-hmm.
and I used to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, that sound is out. So they used to say stuff like news.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what, dispatch, it sounds nice, and that sound was the formula for me to talk about it. And you know, look, I never thought I'm gonna talk about purely wrestling. I mean, the first episode, I'm interviewing Mayn Elbestaki, who is literally my... Can I break kayfabe here?
Break kayfabe. Just for a second.
Yeah, I mean, he's my brother, so, I was interviewing him, you know?
That's it for the kayfabe.
Yeah, so we talked about magic and we talked about wrestling. And that, and I talked about the whole story, like at the beginning of the show. And hopefully, we're dispatch with, you know, Huruj al-Musara. We're going to work with each other, you know, and... make wrestling even boom more.
Yeah, yeah. Make wrestling great again.
Yes.
Please don't sue us.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the modern day Maharaja.
Yes.
Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
And his awesome song. He's the WWE champion, not the Universal champion.
Yeah.
So growing up, we know that Vince McMahon kind of have a thing against people who are outside of the American continent, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not totally true.
Mm.
It's just what people talk about.
Yeah.
So do you think that Vince McMahon finally found the solution, or finally reached the surface with choosing Jinder Mahal being the WWE champion and not a kind of secondary champion, because he's been a champion now for about 2 months.
Yes. Look, I think Vince McMahon has this idea of his top star being a bodybuilder with an awesome body and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So people, like, he tries to change things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made Kevin Owens the Universal Champion, and that was circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't know this, but because Roman was busted. Okay.
I don't want to cut you off,
but
do you think Vince McMahon was behind the decision of Kevin Owens being the champion or Triple H?
I will tell you why. I will tell you why it was Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon chose Kevin Owens to be the Universal Champions, the Universal Champion, because he was cornered.
Mm.
Roman Reigns got busted. Okay, so when he got busted, they said, "Oh, we can't put a champion on a guy who was busted."
Mm.
Seth Rollins, he injured John Cena.
Mm.
So he was like, should I give a belt to a guy who injured someone that I have? And the fourth person, who was the fourth person?
Sting.
Not Sting.
No. Four-way.
Yeah, the
Fatal Four-Way.
It was Big Cass. So Big Cass, he's new. So they were like, we can't put a belt on someone who's still green.
Yeah.
So who's left?
No one but Kevin Owens.
So they were cornered.
But he kept the belt or the title for a long, long time.
Yeah. So I mean, because he did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that he was doing with Chris Jericho, it was fantastic. Mm. I mean, he's a great, he's an artiste.
Mm.
And you know how that's how French people say artist. Yeah. So you know, so he's an artiste and he knows what his craft is. And you know, look, they give him the belt, he ran with it. The same thing is with Jinder Mahal.
Mm.
So you talked about Jinder Mahal. They gave him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything about Jinder Mahal is good.
Mm.
I love change. I want to see something different, because in WWE now we're seeing a trend. It's mostly like the same stuff.
Yeah.
So Jinder Mahal became a champion. I mean, for me, I was saying no, like when he gave the khalas to Randy Orton. Basically, it's khalas in Arabic. So. Anyway, so when he gave the khalas to Randy Orton, I was like, no. And he's pinning him. I was like, 1, 2, 3, he won the championship. So, I mean, I think it's great. But one thing that Jinder Mahal lacks is promos.
Promos.
His promos is not that good.
Yeah.
I mean...
Repetitive? Can we say repetitive?
Yeah, and his voice is low when he talks. Like,
Something happened, because it wasn't that way before he was the champion. So after he got to be the champion, suddenly he got a flu, and since that day, his voice just went down, like, really low.
Yeah, and one of the things that I would like to recommend to Jinder Mahal is that...
Push the character out?
No, I mean, he's pushed now, but he should sit with Samoa Joe.
Oh.
Samoa Joe should tell him, dude, this is how you do it. Because if he gets the promos right, then everything about him is great. His interest is fantastic.
Yes.
He got the Singh brothers, and everything around him is going so well. And I think, you know, the Indian market, they have to tap into it after China. They're tapping into China.
Yeah.
They will have a tour in September, and they have to tap into India too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's go to the one of the main questions today. The part-timers, the wrestlers, the famous wrestlers, the big names,
yeah.
Brock Lesnar, Goldberg. Let's say at some stage, Chris Jericho, at some stage.
Yeah.
Probably John Cena at the moment, and maybe in the near future, Randy Orton. So we got Goldberg came back a couple of months ago or a few months ago, and he got to be the WWE Universal Champion and took it from a rightful owner, which is Kevin Owens. And then he lost that title to Brock Lesnar in WrestleMania 32. And since that day, we haven't seen the title, but last week. So what's your opinion regarding part-timers and part-timers being champions and holding big-name titles?
Well, I think the part-timers, you know, many people don't agree with that. They say, oh, part-timers, they come in. Why are they the champions and all that? If part-timers are bringing you... If the part-timers are bringing you attention, they're bringing you more people to watch the product.
Viewers and ratings.
You're doing something right.
Yeah.
So Goldberg, when he came back, I mean, the whole idea was for him to have one match and get it done with. But then they saw how the reaction is for Goldberg and people loving him. So they're like, Brock Lesnar was a champion and he was away for a long time. That's one thing that I don't agree with, but he's Brock Lesnar. I mean, he can do, like, when he comes back now, when he came back, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
They had a great rating on Raw the first hour because of Brock Lesnar coming back. And that's what's happening now. And for him to be a champion, I think... You know, I know the idea is, I don't want to give spoilers. I don't know if it is a spoiler or not, but he's going to stay a champion until WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay, so whoever, I mean, they're going to put Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, or whoever, he's going to take it to WrestleMania and wrestle Roman Reigns. Okay, that's the idea. But, you know, Vince McMahon, he can change his mind.
Yeah.
But if that's the idea, I think, look, the trying of Roman Reigns, it should be over with. Look, you guys tried for how many years now? Just turn the guy heel. Do it for once, okay?
Yeah.
And see what's going to happen for you next. I know Roman Reigns, he sells a lot of merchandise and all that. One of the best sellers of merchandise was NWO, and they were heels. So that doesn't mean that Roman Reigns, he's not going to make you money. He's going to make you money. And just to come back to your question again for the part-timers, I think if it helps the product, why not?
Yeah.
But if it's going to drain it, and they are just there to do a match of two, like the celebrities, they come in sometimes, they give you attraction, but they don't improve the product.
Yeah.
So as long as they bring more attraction, more viewership, why not?
All right. Yeah. So before we jump to the second question, do you think WWE blew Roman Reigns out being a babyface, or is it because of him being Roman Reigns being locked with sponsorships targeted to PG audience? Is that a problem of him not turning to heel?
Okay, look, when I look into social media nowadays, I see there is a big supporters for Roman Reigns, especially in the Arab world. So I would like to ask, you know, you guys, how do you see the attraction? Do you guys see that he has supporters in the Arab world?
He does. He does. Big fan base.
So people love him.
People love him.
Okay. What do you think, Sultan?
Like, good. We have a video in our YouTube channel.
Yes.
We see
PWI Pro Wrestling
Magazine. PWI.
Yeah.
See in 2016, you have a lot of heat. All the viewers are mad for us and our channel because this.
Yeah.
We told him this is the magazine, not our opinion.
Yeah.
But
people, every day we get like abuse on YouTube on that specific video because Because they don't look at the title saying it's from PWI magazine. Mm. They think it's us. It's our opinion. Even though we wrote it and we pinned that comment, still. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a huge fan base.
Yeah. Okay, so when you think about it, there are supporters.
Mm.
So, you know, Vince McMahon is looking at it that way. And there was once he was on Raw and everyone was chanting Roman Reigns sucks.
Yeah.
And he didn't even talk about Roman Reigns. So they're telling him, dude, you know, just change your mind for one second.
Was it the Raw after WrestleMania? No, this WrestleMania, the one. 31. WrestleMania 31, I guess.
No, I think it was...
This one?
No, I think it was close by.
Close by?
Yeah, but I don't remember exactly which Raw it was. Yeah, and they told him, like, you know, he sucks, but... he has this idea in his head. Mm. I think Roman Reigns and John Cena, they are the two people we will never see turn heel.
Yeah.
But if it happens, it's a cool thing, man.
Yeah. I think Roman Reigns is a lot closer to turning heel than John Cena ever will. So before we go to the main question, what do you think of the supposed retirement of The Undertaker?
I think people didn't like that, but I think it was great.
Mm.
I mean, look, if you're retiring, you should put someone over.
Did he?
And Undertaker did that.
Okay.
He put Roman over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. I mean, Ric Flair, who's one of the best wrestlers in the world, and he is the best wrestler in the world, he put Shawn Michaels over when he retired. And that was the prime of Shawn Michaels. And he had awesome matches with The Undertaker later.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice formula for us to follow. But in my heart, I never wanted the streak to be broken.
Yeah.
I wanted I wanted that to stay alive and The Undertaker to retire. What I wanted is for The Undertaker to retire while having the belt and say, I'm done.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Things happen. Shit happens. all right. So the main question... is what do you think of the Money in the Bank, this year's Money in the Bank, this Sunday or Monday in the Arab world, match cards? We have one big surprise, which is the female Money in the Bank or the women's Money in the Bank match.
Mm.
And we have the main one, which is for the male superstars.
Mm.
And we have big names in it. Mm. Big, big names in it.
Yeah.
Other than that, there is almost... probably, I would say, a slight underrated kind of card.
Mm.
But give us your thoughts over Money in the Bank.
Okay, in the last episode of Dispatch, I talked in deep details about every match of the Money in the Bank.
So you guys, you listeners, go make sure you go and check it out.
I mean, if you guys want that, that's cool, because I don't want to talk about this for a long time.
Okay.
I will keep it brief.
All right.
Let's start with the tag team match. It's going to be New Day versus the Usos for the tag team titles. I think the Usos are awesome.
Yes.
So they should stay champions.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Day should have a feud, maybe with someone else, you know, later.
Yeah.
But I like the tag team division on SmackDown. I think it's great, you know.
And
on the opposite side, on Raw, it's very stale. We have been seeing the Hardy Boys and Sheamus and Cesaro go at it for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
From Payback, even before Payback. Yeah. So I think the tag team division is cool. And I think the Usos will retain. What do you think?
To me, Usos will definitely retain the titles. But at some stage, I can see New Day turning.
Really?
At some stage, yeah.
I think that can be cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be cool, awesome. Yeah.
Give us the second match card.
The second match. Okay, let's talk about Lana and Naomi.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, Lana's beautiful, man.
Oh, she is.
That's what it is.
She is.
So, Lana coming back, I think, is great. And, I mean, look, who doesn't like Lana, you know?
Did you see the finish that she did?
Yeah, I think the finish is great. Yeah. I think it matches her.
Yeah.
It matches the way that she does, because she's acrobatic.
Mm-hmm.
She has her leg open in there. It's great. And so I think it matches the way that she is.
All right.
But I think Naomi should retain. I mean, it's too soon.
She worked hard for it, so yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about Jinder Mahal? And Randy Orton for the WWE.
Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton. Okay, they say Cowboy Bob Orton is going to be in the arena.
So Jinder is gonna win.
Look, that's how it is with WWE.
Yeah.
When you are in your hometown, you lose.
Push the heel.
There was only in the previous and in Extreme Rules, Rich Swann, he won in his hometown, and that was like maybe the only one in this year.
Yeah, true.
So everyone else, they lost in their hometown.
True. Bailey so, did. Bailey.
Bailey did win?
She lost.
She lost, yeah.
Against
her
the
title.
Sasha and the
yeah, yeah. Sasha Banks, too.
Sasha Banks, too.
Oh,
so
Boston.
Yeah. Boston, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. This was the Iron Sheik. He used to say it this way. In Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, you guys
crazy.
You guys should see the promo on YouTube. This is great.
It's
anyways, let me. We're talking about Lana, right?
Lana. No, Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal. I think Jinder Mahal, he should stay champion, man.
Awesome.
Should I give you guys spoilers?
Give us.
I talked about this in Dispatch.
Spoiler alert.
You guys go listen. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
You can do that. Pause it, go listen,
and come back again.
No,
it's all right.
Just give us one spoiler from all the card.
It's not a spoiler, but it's a prediction.
Okay.
Okay. I think the Money in the Bank, men's Money in the Bank, the winner is going to be Baron Corbin.
The Lone Wolf.
I talked about the possibilities why, because I don't think a face is going to win.
Mm.
So that eliminates three of them.
Mm.
So there's three others left. There's Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, and Kevin Owens.
Definitely not Dolph.
Yeah, Dolph, he's going to leave WWE, you know, and that has been the talk of the town for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 years ago, they said the same thing.
Yeah.
They said Dolph Ziggler is going to leave, but he didn't leave. But I really hope he leaves and goes to, like, New Japan or, like any other company to show what his talent is.
Mm.
And Kevin Owens, he's the U.S. champion, so he doesn't need to have the briefcase.
Yeah.
There's only one guy left, and that's Baron Corbin. And I think, you know, when you look at it as a probability,
mm-hmm.
Baron Corbin is your guy.
Right.
And for Jinder Mahal, I think he's going to retain the title. And when the time comes, you know, when John Cena comes back, he's going to win the title from Jinder Mahal. Mm-hmm. Then Baron Corbin is going to cash in and get the title.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
What I think. You know, I don't know. Maybe I can be wrong, guys.
So you guys, if you want to hear all the spoilers, just go to Dispatch and listen to the breakdown of Money in the Bank 2017.
Yeah, there is one match left.
The women's Money in the Bank. Yeah,
yeah, the ladies. I call them ladies because it's nicer. You know, ladies, not women. You
it's
know?
Definitely. Well, who's definitely winning that?
Look,
the Queen of Hearts, sorry.
The Queen of Hearts. Look, many people, they said there's a possibility that she's going to win, but I really hope...
Fabulous, yes.
You know, the Queen of Staten Island, Carmella, and her awesome
James,
sidekick.
James Ellsworth,
duh.
Probably he's going to take the briefcase.
Imagine that, and he's winning it. You know?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but I think Carmella, she should win it. I mean, look, Natalia, she can have awesome matches throughout, you know, against anyone.
Mm.
But Carmella, she's young. She has been improving a lot. And I really hope she wins it.
So can we say that Natalia paid her dues and that's it?
No, I don't think so at all.
She still has in her?
She has a lot in her. And she can, and I feel she's going to win the title in the future.
Awesome.
But now is the time for the young.
Yeah.
And the young is Baron Corbin and Carmella.
The hungry people.
Yeah.
All right.
Becky Lynch here.
Becky Lynch heel turn. Oh.
I really hope that she doesn't turn heel.
What?
Really, because that doesn't suit her. Look, she's a genuinely lovable person.
She's a baby.
Yeah, like Becky Lynch, she's lovable. And Natalia being a heel, I don't think it fits her at all. I think Natalia should be a babyface. And Charlotte being a babyface is wrong. So I think they have it backwards. But the women's division in SmackDown is great.
I think after that match is going to be a reshuffling to all the characters.
Mm.
Kind of who's going to be heel, who's going to be face.
Yeah.
Probably Carmella is going to stick as a heel for a long while. All right. So let's go to the other world of wrestling. So beyond the castles, beyond the walls of WWE, there are different independent and official wrestling mammoth, I would say, which is NJPW, New Japan Pro Wrestling. And there's other independent scenes like ROH, Ring of Honor, PWG, Shikara, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's focus on NJPW.
Mm.
Do you think NJPW is a competitor to WWE, especially that G1 is being broadcast in the US this year?
Yeah. I don't think they are a competitor, but I think they can be how can I say? Because no one can compete with WWE.
It's difficult too.
It's really hard to compete with WWE. I mean, WWE is going to be the be all end all. I mean, that's
for
how it is.
For a long time?
For a long time.
Okay.
Are they going to be like that? You know, look, don't forget that Vince McMahon, you know, he stayed like this for a long time.
Yes, true.
And he can still stay like this. But New Japan can be a good alternative.
Yes.
And when you look at the quality of matches in New Japan, it's fantastic. It's
proper wrestling.
Mean, you guys should... Dominion happened like a couple of days ago. And you should just go and watch all the matches there. It's
true.
Freaking amazing. You know, my favorite wrestler, Tanahashi, with the broken biceps.
Oh, that
with
was
the,
insane.
With, yeah, with the broken biceps, he wins the Intercontinental Championship from one of the hottest, you know, wrestlers in New Japan. And that's Naito.
Yeah.
When you think about it, like, you know... Kazuchika Okada with Kenny Omega. I didn't like the finish, the draw. I didn't like that. But I think the match was great.
Mm.
Everything, the drama, everything about it was great.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Kushida match with Kamatachi.
Mm.
He has a different name now.
Yeah.
He's Hiroshi Tanahashi now, yeah. So, no, Tanahashi is... he is Kamatachi, so he won't so he won't mix it up. He had a match with Kushida. I think that match was phenomenal.
It was amazing.
It was great. And even the tag matches. You know, one thing that I love about New Japan is that when they bring the older wrestlers, you know, like Tenzan and Kojima, you enjoy watching them.
True.
In WWE, when you see someone who's older, like Goldust, he's jobbing like with R-Truth. I go like, what you guys are doing, you know?
Yeah.
I think New Japan is great. And for anyone who's listening to us, just go to newjapanworld.com and you pay, you know, in dirhams. In dirhams, it's like 47 dirhams.
Yeah, it's nothing.
And so just go and subscribe. They have awesome matches there.
Awesome. So let's talk about the Bullet Club.
Yep.
To me, I think Bullet Club reached its high with AJ Styles. He left, then Kenny Omega took over. And from that, it went downhill until Cody came in the picture. Adam Cole came in the picture before he got kicked out. They revived the Bullet Club at some point, but still, it's not as big as the Bullet Club, let's say, a year ago. So what do you think of the Bullet Club in a short kind of brief, from the start till now?
I don't agree with you with that point.
Okay.
I mean, I think when Kenny Omega came in, look, it reached the heights with AJ Styles, but when Kenny came, it was stale because LIJ was getting, you know, like awesome, you know, with Naito and the other members like Evil and Sanada, you know, joining them later. So it was the height with AJ Styles. It got stale. But then it became up again, you know, with Kenny Omega going against Okada.
Okay.
And the Young Bucks nowadays, they're hotter than ever. And you have people, you know, in the Bullet Club who are awesome. You have like, you know, Tama Tonga, you have Tangaroa, you have even Bad Luck Fale, you know, he's also great in the Bullet Club.
Big matches.
It started with Prince Devitt, who's Finn Balor. And now I think the Bullet Club, they're really cool because of Kenny Omega. And I hope at Wrestle Kingdom, they didn't say the match is going to happen, but I think in Wrestle Kingdom is going to be Kenny Omega with Okada again. And I hope he wins, because if he loses again, then there is no point, because he lost two times, then there is no light in there, even though Okada is very protected in New Japan, and rightfully so, because he's amazing. And I think Bullet Club, they have other heights going on. Now they have Marty Scurll, he's part of the Bullet Club, and Adam Cole left, maybe NXT?
NXT.
Adam Cole, you don't know?
Not Impact.
Well, hopefully not. Yeah.
All right.
I think Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish. If these three guys go to NXT, it's going to revive the division.
True.
Yeah.
So before we close off this podcast or this special episode, I would like to know your opinion behind Randy Orton's rage against the indie or the independent scene when he started talking about dives.
dive.
Yeah.
I think that was controversial on many levels. I mean, the original tweet came from Rip Rogers, who is the trainer of Randy Orton, and he did that tweet, and then Randy Orton, you know, retweeted that.
Yeah.
So the dive came And you know, when he talks about dive, is because he answered the tweet of Bully Ray, who is Bubba Ray Dudley. And then you know, like, he said, like, old people, they do a dive, and I'm making like $4 million in the European tour when he was a champion. So I think it's just taken out of proportion. JBL in the last episode of
Bring It to the Table,
he talked about this, and he said, whoever does dives are stupid. And I go, like, you see dives from your main eventers in WWE.
Sure.
You have Seth Rollins, who does like maybe 20 dives in one match.
Even Roman Reigns.
Even Roman Reigns that does a dive, even though his dive sucks, actually.
Yeah, it does.
It's
really
bad.
It does.
You have Dean Ambrose, who does dives. You have Finn Balor, who does dives. So, I mean, look, they're just like, you know,
they have a full division of divers, 205.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so why are you talking bad about, you know, dives? I think dives are great. Go watch a match of Ricochet. You're gonna love it. Go watch a match with Matt Sydal, Will Ospreay, Kushida. You know, like these guys. You know, the Lucha Libre is all about dives. You know, like guys like Mystico. You know, and Volador Juniors. These guys are awesome. When you watch watch Mexican wrestling, when you watch Lucha Libre, it's fun to watch. And look, wrestling, I think, just to clarify this, you know, when it comes to wrestling about dives or not dives, when WWE goes back to its roots and that's doing more wrestling, that's when the episode is really well and it's fun. There was I don't know, I think it was 3 to 4 episodes back, it was like 6 to 7 matches. It was an awesome episode.
True.
Because there is more wrestling. Just give us more wrestling, you will see more positive things from the people.
And this is what SmackDown is doing, more wrestling.
Exactly. The promos is like 5 to 10 minutes only, you know.
Yes.
And Jinder Mahal said, "Ah, Bolo, Bolo, USA, Bolo. Ah, Bolo."
That was awesome.
So, yeah.
That was awesome, man.
So, yeah, I mean, he's talking to the crowd. I mean, Jinder is great. I know I went away from the dive topic, but just to clarify, I think dives are good.
Yeah.
As long as they're not injured, dives are great. Randy Orton, he's different, and there are people who do different type of wrestling, and we need all kind of wrestling to enjoy it.
I mean, we had the Eddie Guerreros, we had the RVDs, we had who else? We had a lot.
We have a lot, yeah.
Of wrestlers through the generations. Jimmy Fly Snuka.
Exactly.
Again.
Yeah.
Anyways,
can we talk about him on the podcast, or is that not?
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Can we talk about Chris Benoit also? Or
it's fine. We're not gonna get locked out, so don't worry. But yeah, I mean, unless you had something to say about them.
No, I mean, I totally agree with you. You know, the Jimmy Snookas, you know, these people, they're different.
Yeah,
so it's, different is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to close off this the special podcast.
Yep.
We want to say, or we want to hear your final words to current people or current communities.
Right.
So let's start off with the favorite one, Dave Meltzer.
Genius.
Even after the 6.4 rate?
I think that was that's ludicrous. I mean, look, I love Meltzer. I know he loves New Japan, but the 6 stars topic that happened with Okada and Omega, that was for me, because look, I loved the match, it was great, but the second match, I think the finish is, you know, the 60 minute draw, the finish didn't help.
It was dull.
So for him to give a 6.4, like before, it used to, like, the stars used to be like, you know, until 5 only.
Yes.
Now there is 6. I think like next year we're gonna have 10.
7, 10.
We're gonna have 10 because he's just going up and up. I mean, I don't know, but I love the guy because he loves change and he's adapting to change.
All right.
I love Dave.
What about Vince McMahon?
Vince McMahon, he's also the mastermind behind wrestling, and he's the guy who stayed in wrestling and he's making billions and billions of money. So I think he's great. And then people say, oh, we can't wait for Vince to go away. I go, like, if he goes away, you guys don't know what's going to happen.
True.
I'm scared if that day comes because you don't know what's going to happen.
True.
Yeah.
The Arab community world.
I think they're great. I mean, the one thing that I was surprised with is the way they spell casuals. It's casuals.
Casuals.
I go, like, what is casuals, you know? Then I was like, oh, they mean casuals, you know? And I think, look, the Arab world, sometimes they're weird, okay? Sometimes I get the weird comments.
It could be, yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes I'm live tweeting about SmackDown and they go like, ما بنشوف السيدات لأن صايمين. Okay, so right. Don't watch it. Why are you telling me this? Don't come to my Twitter, you know,
true.
Something like that. Right. But they're awesome, man. They're right. Awesome.
Great. So last words for HMWP, Huruj Msara. I know this is the first collaboration.
Yes.
And hoping for better ones
sure.
in the near future.
Sure.
So any last words?
I just want to apologize. I just realized we were talking for 1 hour now.
That's
so I want to apologize for taking a lot of your time.
No,
and
we're happy.
Look, you guys have been great. You guys came to do to cover Walauha.
Yeah.
You know, both you, the fabulous.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Mr. Sultan, you know, both of you came here. And I think you guys have been great, you know, as a member of, let's say, wrestling fan community.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you guys are doing a tremendous job covering, and you guys have like a show every day, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I do one episode a week and I'm tired.
And we're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Wow. For that.
So, yeah.
But
so,
as you said,
yeah.
we're all fans at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, if you guys don't know, the word fabulous goes a long way back with the fabulous Freebirds and also the fabulous Moolah. So I think it's a great name, man.
It
so,
is.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is. But I state it because of the fabulous Carmella.
Oh.
So I'm rooting for... No, I'm kidding.
Man. No, I mean,
okay.
That's cool.
It's an honor.
That's cool.
It's an honor.
Yeah, that's
She's
great.
She's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm really happy, and here, the
yeah.
HMWP family are really happy and excited from this day. It's been a long, long day,
yeah.
And it's been a really, really great and fruitful day. We've been with Walauha, and
yes.
we've been with you. I would say Dispatch, to be honest.
Dispatch, yes.
And it's been a wonderful ride. I know we'll be leaving Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
But things have changed. My vision in Dubai has changed. I'm happy, and I'm pretty sure this is not the first or the last time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be more continuous. Because
and hopefully in the near future, you know, when the time comes, you know, let's say after Ramadan and all that, we may do an event for let's say for the people that they can come and we can like be
like
in
a clinic.
Yeah, like let's say like a place, you know, that we can talk to the fans.
Beautiful.
And that can be somewhere like let's say in a restaurant that they're eating, we're talking wrestling, we can do something like that.
Beautiful.
And hopefully with you guys in, you know, let's see what the fans think about that. And
yeah.
Of course I want to thank all of your fans because these guys are working their ass off just to give you shows and give you everything about wrestling. Like, if that's not passion, I don't know what passion is. So these guys are doing their utmost best, and that's what we do, you know. I mean, me doing my podcast, sometimes we have busy schedules, but we find time just to do the podcast and talk about wrestling and everything about it. So I think you guys are doing a tremendous job. Also your fans, I want to thank them very much. And I hope I wasn't a heavy guest, as they say, you know, lift the jeep.
Those are really great words. We're honored to be here.
Sure,
It's been great. And really, really appreciate it. It's because of the braces I have behind my teeth.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's really hard to say the W's
and R's.
Should
I say salamat or?
No, it's fine.
No, it's a good thing.
It's fine.
Okay.
The girls love it, so we'll keep that.
Yes.
We'll keep that.
Yes.
Off the table, but we're bringing it to the table.
To the
All
table,
right.
yes.
No copyrights, no infringements. Anyways, thank you for your time. It's been great. And it's we hope it's not the last time that we meet. And inshallah, in the near future, we will meet and cooperate more and more. So yes, if you like the idea of a clinic, or call it what you want to call it, tell us. You can tell us, Huruj Msara. You can tell Dispatch. You can feel free to follow him, listen to his stuff. It's a crazy, crazy world now.
Yes.
And wrestling is booming, so let's be part of it.
Yes.
And كنت معكم جود. نرجعنا بالعربي. JD13. Fabulous. So let's keep it that way, guys. يعطيكم ألف عافية وكذا نقول لكم إلى اللقاء.
And guys, don't forget that you're too sweet.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Too sweet!